We're going to move on to the rest of the agenda, which is the report from the ED. Pauline?
Thank goodness. Sorry about that. I was somehow expecting this in the morning. During my first 4 months with Pacifica, I spent a great deal of time getting to know the network, the systems, the employees, and the five stations. I worked with Laverne, Lynn, and the auditor on the audit, which I am happy to say was completed March 22nd, thanks to everyone who worked so hard on this project. I have visited all five stations, the archives, and the affiliate offices. I have met with staff and either attended LSB meetings or met with LSB members at all the stations. One of the issues I saw at all the stations was a level of frustration in the LSBs. I do not think the role of the LSBs is well defined, and in my opinion, much of the frustration comes from not knowing what their responsibilities are, how they contribute to the station and the network, and how they relate to the PNB. I recommend that the PNB Governance Committee explore this and make recommendations as to how they function as a meaningful and productive part of the network. As I participate in committee meetings, I hear LSB members who very much want to further the work of their station and the network, but are not sure how they fit in. I also think we need to encourage more interaction and teamwork between the LSB and the station GM. I believe we are failing to take full advantage of one of our resources that would help move this network forward. We do not avail ourselves of the expertise and counsel that our general managers can contribute. And because we do not meet regularly with them or bring them together to work, brainstorm, and contribute to the network as a team, we lose one of our best possibilities to work together to create a truly progressive network, one that can challenge Fox and CBS. The strength of Pacifica is its desperate geopolitical and social distribution. We need to include the expertise our GMs can contribute to our progressive network. I recommend that we work to find funding for them to attend at least 2 in-person PNB meetings a year. I continue to see the need to improve our relations with each other. We do not have to agree with each other on everything, but we do need to treat each other with dignity and respect. And we need to work together to deliver better programming, to deliver the progressive message we support as powerful, informative, and/or entertaining radio. Pursuant to this, I ask you to pass a style statement code of conduct as referred to the Governance Committee in March. Now that the audit is finished and we have 6-month figures, I am working with Laverne to develop easier-to-read financial summaries, to make realistic financial forecasts, and to take action to operate within our income wherever possible. We are developing timelines for correcting the deficiencies cited in the audit management letter, for implementing the fiscal accountability plan, and completing a revised financial policies and procedures manual. As reported in the response to the audit management letter, I request that you pass a motion that station business managers are evaluated jointly by the station general managers and the CFO. I also request that you pass a motion requiring that stations must provide financial information requested by the national office in a timely fashion. GMs may discuss any problems they have with this with the ED. Although our financial situation is not good, I was pleased to see that it is a little better than I had feared before I received the 6-month financials, thanks largely to KPFK and KPFT. Unfortunately, 3 stations, WBAI, KPFA, and WPFW, have paid little or no central services, thus we are faced with a number of outstanding bills. KPFA is still spending considerably more than their revenues, and Ahmad is working with the staff to make necessary cuts to bring expenses into line with income there as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, only minimal cuts were made at KPFA during the last 18 months. I have also been working with Ahmad, Laverne, and Ricardo to negotiate the KPFA-CWA union contract. WBAI is burdened with very expensive office, studio, and tower rent, but still operated closer to their income level than I thought they had. They need to increase the fulfillment rate on their fund drives and process monthly payments regularly. Unfortunately, they had excessive expense due to problems with the lists for last year's election, thus increasing their deficit spending. WPFW has had large legal expenses, but other expenses have been within the level of revenues. Prior to starting my job as ED of Pacifica, I became aware of transmitter problems at WPFW. I talked with Bill Brown, engineer at WMNF, and he suggested that WMNF would be willing to loan their backup transmitter to WPFW if WPFW paid for shipping. Jim Bennett, station manager, approved that request, and that transmitter actually should be at WPFW now. A couple of days ago, it was in Maryland and close to there. Hopefully, this will enable them to get back to broadcasting at full power. Although my preference was to bring someone in as IGM at KPFA, I realized that, and by that I mean someone from the outside, I realized that there were very serious internal issues at the station that dictated the need for someone familiar enough with the station to deal with them immediately. The station needed a leader who could rise above the factionalism at the station and deal with numerous issues impartially and fairly, someone who could oversee necessary cuts. The only person I could identify to fill that role immediately was our HR director, Ahmad Anderson, and he has done a superb job to date. Although numerous people, staff, board, and volunteers, have approached Ahmad or me about him filling the permanent job, he likes his position as HR director and is only interested in assisting KPFA through the transition. Once again, I congratulate KPFT on a very successful 40th anniversary celebration. It was my privilege to be there to celebrate with them, to meet with staff there, and to attend an LSB meeting. I have been working with both WPFW and WBAI on financial and management issues. The new phone system at WBAI is near completion and will save them considerable money. Congratulations to WPFW on the grant they received as part of the UCLA Its Recess program and the tie-in to the national launch of Let's Move, a program to build a fit nation 10 minutes at a time and work to end childhood obesity. I will include more about this program in the Saturday presentation. Whoops, it was in this morning's presentation. There was a change. The press release is attached. I have been meeting with and sharing ideas with a number of people representing various organizations regarding programming. I am happy to report that the programming committee provided very lively and productive discussion and input to this during their meeting Monday evening. KPFK has asked me to meet with principals in their major donor campaign. Since the primary individuals are not in town this weekend, I have agreed to return to L.A. for a meeting with them. There are a few changes in national staff. The director of development position has been cut as of April 30th. Although Ursula needs assistance in the affiliate program, the assistant position was cut during the October 2008 staff cuts. However, the position was funded part-time some of the time since then. At this time, that position is not funded. I am happy to report that Ahmad Anderson has accepted the permanent staff position of HR director as of May 1st. As a last point in the personnel area, I will be conducting performance reviews of the staff that report to me over the next several months. I have been working with Ahmad on the search for general managers. He has reported on the progress on this in his report. One issue that I have observed in this process is the constant change in the composition of local search committees. This makes it difficult to move forward with this process. I have worked with the general managers to apprise them of the requirements of reporting under Sound Exchange. Thanks to John Almela, with the assistance of Doug George and with programming by Otis McClay, stations have been installing the necessary systems, and four of our five stations met the April quarterly reporting deadline. I have worked with Ricardo on pending legal issues. We are working to close the open suits and to change the climate of suing that seems to pervade Pacifica. Ricardo will report on these issues. We are also dealing with stations about educating programmers regarding FCC rules and dealing with any violations. I ask that you pass a Pacifica policy statement on criticizing the foundation and or members of its management or staff on our own airwaves, as referred to the Governance Committee in March. I am working on the 2010 election and the recall election. In terms of the recall election, I have followed the procedures that were being followed when the recall election was first mandated. I hired Sanchez, local election supervisor for Los Angeles, in the 2009 election to run the recall. Since beginning that process, Ricardo noted that in Section 8E of the bylaws, in reference to elections, quote, all other voting by members shall be supervised by the Board of Directors or the Board's designated agent. unquote. I therefore ask you to approve Sanchez as the supervisor of the recall election. I have advertised for a national election supervisor and expect to hire one very soon. I am developing a calendar for the 2010 election and have begun working with station GMs on, developing their staff and member lists. It is essential that we avoid the expense and problems of last year's election lists. Laverne and I will address outstanding bills and recommendations of how to deal with them in another session. I have worked with Ricardo and Laverne on the Heath bequest. Ricardo will report on the status of this. In conclusion, we need to remember that radio is our purpose. We must reach out to potential listeners that share our values. It is sad that there are people in all of our communities who have not heard of the Pacifica Station in their area. We must work to improve that recognition, and we must explore alternative programming that speaks to our listeners.
Thank you. Any questions for Aileen? Okay. Hearing none, it's almost 9:30. Do we want to extend time and continue meeting, or the time set to close the meeting was 9:30? So if there's no motion to do that, and I hear no motion to do that.
It's 12:30 a.m.
We understand. So moved what?
Adjourn.
To adjourn. Well, you don't need to move to adjourn. We're going to, you have to move if you don't want to. Okay. There will be, this meeting will continue tomorrow morning at 9 in this room. There will be open session, an opportunity for open comment at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and at 8 o'clock in the evening. Until then, the meeting is adjourned.